Should I start it?
Yeah.
Who wants to start it?
You can start it.
What is our... I don't even remember our episode.
Four?
Did we do three or four?
We've done three.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure the last one we released was three.
Yeah. Sure?
I think so, because we did one way back in the day, a second one, and then we did the one after Judgment Day.
Judgment Day?
Yeah. I don't
remember. We've done... Okay. You can label it concussion three or four.
I can label it whatever the fuck I want.
No, that was after Judgment Day, after we got back from Greg Mathis.
Oh, Judgment Day. Okay.
Yeah.
I was seriously trying to think. I'm like, when the fuck did this get terminated?
Yeah.
No.
That's all going to be in the podcast now. So.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, no, this... you could... Yeah, go ahead. I mean, I can label it whatever the fuck I want. So, you know, if you want to call this... Concussion number one, we could.
Oh, let's just do Untitled, still dancing around Concussion.
Yeah, so all of our social media points to that this is being Concussion, the podcast.
Yeah,
but we're still Untitled.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're still in beta streaming,
I suppose. Sure.
Yeah.
Might even be alpha. Who knows?
Probably, well... Yeah, alpha, you wouldn't hear any audio.
So no, I could just turn it off and we go straight to alpha. Oh, yeah, you bet. So, yeah, so welcome, everybody. This is Concussion / Untitled Podcast. I'm Johnny Pastrami.
Wow, you messed that up already. You didn't even say the number.
Oh, episode number four.
There we go.
And what else? I'm so confused.
Why are you confused already? You've done this four times already.
I know, and this is a Wisconsin podcast. I don't.
What do you play?
Oh yeah, oh geez, it's been so long. I know I've been playing like a lot of Morts lately, and I think I've been pretty much on like the scalpel train for this, probably till the end of the season.
So you're saying to me that you're a Morty?
I guess.
It's definitely a Morty, today, not a Rick.
So, yeah,
yeah, you're definitely not a Rick. You're not dictating what everybody needs to go do on this adventure.
Well, not on this adventure, but on the pitch. It's a lot different.
I don't want to go to any of your adventures. You get assaulted by jelly beans.
Oh, that was a pretty hard episode.
Hi, I'm Jeremy. I've been switching around. I was maining alchemists, and now...
Just tapping that vein.
I'm just tapping that vein.
Maining the alchemist.
Maining alchemist.
Yeah, that's what the kids call it nowadays.
No, I've been switching around between brewers and blacksmiths and some other stuff, but I really want to go back home. Want to go back to those elks.
Just travel a little bit further down the alphabet.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you were maining alchemists, and then you went brewers, blacksmiths, so, you know, just go down a little bit further, you know?
Yeah, you know. I could start bringing out my fish.
Go butchers.
Butchers. I do have butchers. I need to play.
Yeah.
We'll just keep bouncing around until season four hits, and then I'll see how much I like my alchemists again and go back to them.
Yeah. Well, I think you'll be back before.
Oh, I will definitely be back before that. Like, I don't know. There's just something about alchemists. Just like there's something about, you know, Protectorate and War Machine. I just have to keep going back.
Yeah.
It's just bread and butter.
Yeah, tapping that vein, you know.
Yep,
yeah,
tapping that vein.
Yep. My name is Andy, and I have been kind of bouncing around as well. I was originally trying to play rat catchers, then a new player kind of showed up in our area, and he started playing rat catchers, and I didn't want to overlap, so I've been kind of stuck in a weird loop. I've been playing just whatever seems appropriate for game night.
Yeah, it's a good way to go.
But I'd like to continue mainlining blacksmiths and butchers. So,
sweet.
Oh yeah. So, yeah. So I guess announcement-y kind of things. CoolieCon is happening on August 25th, and everyone should show up. I'm going to be there.
Where is it at? And what is it?
So it is a con over in La Crosse. It's like their big gaming convention. And
how would you spell it? Because Hooli could be
COOLIE.
Oh, I thought you meant like Hooli, as in the company from the Silicon Valley.
No, Cooley.
Cooley.
Oh, we should make it HooliCon. That would be really cool.
Yeah.
Draw a bunch of Silicon Valley fans to... What are you guys doing? We're playing Guild Ball.
But yeah, so anyways, there's like the big tournaments happening on the 25th, which is that Saturday. I think tickets are like $20 right now, and then like later registration will be like 25. So
does that include for, is that just that's registration for the con, the ticket,
and then like the game is free itself.
Okay.
So it's like, yeah, $25.
So it's not like a Gen Con trick where, I'm going to pay $70 for Saturday, but then I also have to pay $20 to go play an event.
Yeah, no, it's just the good. I'm pretty sure.
Awesome.
So yeah, I'm dragging your ass with me. So
what?
Yeah.
Nobody could hear you point.
That's fine. They heard it. They knew it. They were just like, man, he's pointing right at him when he said that.
I like how you're not referencing who are you even pointing to as well.
Andy, Andrew, I'm pointing at both of them. They're both being pointed at right now. But no, yeah, you're getting back the 24th, and you're coming with me the 25th.
Oh, I'm good.
You're doing it. You can get perfect sleep. I'll be in town. We'll go right through.
I'll probably be fine, but so my mom, I'm going to my mom's for most of August, and... And she lives out in the middle of fucking nowhere. And I'm going to Seattle first for like a couple days, like 5 days. I'm going to be in Seattle hanging out with people there that I know. And then I'm going to take a bus down to my mom's. And then I'm going to be bored out of my fucking mind for the next 2 weeks as I'm down in Florence, Oregon.
You just bring some Guild Ball stuff and teach your mom Guild Ball.
Nope, that's not going to happen. my mom could barely handle Suro, so
he's really worried that she's going to be really good and then beat him profusely.
Well, she beats me profusely anyway. A rough childhood.
Aww.
Dark place.
Go to my happy place. Go to my happy place.
Nope, I think I'm going to get a lot of Toad's treasure hunt.
Yeah, maybe you can really finish Zelda and get it back
on,
to me.
Driving on that today, yeah.
It's so good. Yeah. Also, fuck Zelda.
Why?
No.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Why? Yeah.
Link to the Past randomizers are the shit. That is like my bread and butter.
Oh, that sounds actually really cool.
It's so cool. It's one of my favorite things.
Right so, I'm... All right. So, I'm not very far into the game, and I know this is not Guild Ball, but I want to kind of say it real quick. Excuse me.
Bless you.
See, I told you I could do better.
Yeah.
So I'm not very far into the game, but I'm starting to go up north to where the Zora are.
Yeah.
And fuck, all those fish people are annoying as fuck.
They're always annoying.
Yeah. Have you played Breath of the Wild at all?
Haven't need to. All of like the Zora people are just awful.
Yeah. So I'm traveling up there, and all the Zora people keep on popping up and saying, "Hey, hi! Oh, you're a Hyrulean. Oh, this is awesome. The prince is looking for you." And I'm like, "Oh, great. Thanks." "He's that way by a bridge." I'm like, "Okay, thanks." And I'm traveling a little bit further. I'm kind of going towards the bridge. And then another fucking Zora pops up. And he's like, "Hey, the prince is looking for you." I'm like, "Fine, thanks." 6 times.
Yeah, you have to go talk to the prince.
Yeah,
it's important.
I get up to the spot where I see a shrine. And I look over the shrine and I see where the bridge, where it is. And there's a fucking Zora right next to the shrine. And Zora's like, "Look down there. You could see the bridge." And I'm like, "But there's a shrine next to you. I'm going to go to that first." Because no, you get your powers through the shrine. Sure. You do trials and that. But.
See, I don't know. That stuff doesn't bother me.
Then I finally go meet the fucking prince. And the prince says, I need you to go to the Zora kingdom, which is upriver. And watch out, there's monsters. I'm like, okay. So I'm traveling along, and next thing you know, he pops out of the fucking water, and he's like, "Hey, just seeing how you're doing, watch out for monsters." I'm like, "Thanks, buddy." And then going up the river some more, I'm traveling, battling monsters and that, and then the fucker pops out of the water again. He's like, "Hey, watch out for monsters. Can't wait to see you at the kingdom." Like, fucking leave me alone.
Yeah, that's... Well, it's better than like Link to the Past, where they're just shooting fireballs at you all the time. So,
well, yeah. I would rather have that than because I'm like adventuring, and it's always a slow motion camera pan to show my back, and then me talking to the stupid fish guy, and the fish guy's blah 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 blah. It's like, fucking shut up, so I can go fight shit.
That's the one flaw in like new game design that I'm not a fan of, is like that constant corralling and reminding and everything. Where it's just like, just give me an open world, let me do my shit, don't bother me, let me enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, speaking of fish and water, there's the new Navigators.
Yeah. Oh, that's a classic transition. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, solid.
Yeah.
Some people know how to do professional podcasting.
No, we've done a couple episodes of these before.
not assholes who go on rants about Zelda belching into the microphone. That's not me at all.
No, no.
It's what our crowd wants. It's what they demand.
It's what the people need.
I didn't hear a single person ask about my opinions on Zelda.
They were there. But yeah, so anyways, Navigators look pretty awesome. I'm pretty excited about them. Horizon is
the one cool, we've seen. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we saw a lot of Wayfinder, I think that's her name. There's like a zoomed in image where you can see pretty much her whole card.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
And like her playbook and everything. So she looks cool.
Yeah. I mean, the models themselves look really cool. From what I've seen, they look really cool. Horizon, like, it's really interesting. Like, reading through the whole post, like, they even went and said, like, looking at the front of his card, you know, he's sort of mediocre, nah. And then you see that he's got, as a trait, just gets to make a 5-inch dodge.
Yeah.
And that really boosts him up.
Yeah, it's potent. That's for sure.
Have you even seen his card or no?
I haven't seen other things.
4-6, he's attack 4, kick 2-6, defense 3, armor 1, influence 2-3. He's got a non-momentous tackle on 1, 1 point of damage on 2, momentous push dodge on 3, tackle double dodge on 4, and what used to be the double guild ball result, which is they've now changed the symbol to be like a guild ball cup. That's now representing the double guild ball.
Hmm.
So they get rid of the double guild ball in season 4. Yeah. So his one character play is unexpected arrival. So everyone within 3-inch pulse gets, or enemies get pushed 4 inches. His big stuff's on the back of his card, though, where his character traits, where he's got precise calculations. They went and said that they're putting the guild rule on all the cards.
Just to clarify.
So they get to re-roll any number of dice during attacks and kicks. You know, it hadn't been. Doesn't need to be clarified, but it's because it's in the rules, but you can only re-roll once. So
he's a 4-7, right?
He's a 4-6.
4-6. And what is his reach? He's a 1-inch.
He's a 1-inch.
Okay. So, but I mean, he can unexpected arrival and almost end up back where he started. Well, the unexpected pushes other people.
No, he could
charge up, hit something, get an unexpected arrival, and then dodge 5 inches back. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So, I mean, he can almost be right where he started from, and then you are even further away from him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Also,
that going to be rough, though, because it's at the end of the book. And he's only attack 4.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He's only attack 4.
Okay. Yeah. Pretty much there to score goals.
Yeah, well, he's a winger, yeah. But he's got don't get cocky, so when he gets taken out, he's only worth 1 VPs instead of 2.
Interesting.
He's only got 8 health.
Okay.
But he comes back full health.
Oh, okay. Sure.
And then, you know, he's got stellar navigation too, which gives him a 5-inch dodge as a character trait. But when he comes back, he can come back in the enemy's half.
Oh, okay. Yeah, which is really kind of crazy. Especially for, like, setting up, like, snapshots and stuff, I think is going to be his, like, main purpose. So you can do that, boogie him back in, and then, especially with, like, the rerolls, it's, and if you bonus time it, like, 3 dice with rerolls and all the misses,
yeah,
it's pretty good odds.
Yeah, no, he's, I mean.
Well, I mean, if you're also, potentially, if you're going second in a turn, if a person brings back, somebody who's wounded, he can pop in right behind him.
Yeah, he could deal, like, 3 damage or whatever. It might be, like, rough to take him out, but.
Because he's only got 1 damage result, and it's for 1.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he's flinting it up then, pretty much. Isn't Flint gotten no damage
except
for 1?
Mist has the, Flint has 2 damage on his butt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
only the one though.
Yeah,
but yeah, being worth 1 victory point, having 8 health, but coming back full, and then also basically with the trait, he can be a 9-11.
Yeah, so he's really fast.
Yeah,
he has like a natural like 17-inch goal kick or whatever, or like threat.
Yep.
And assuming he's starting on your opponent's side of the field, it's not like you have to go that far.
Yeah,
which is cool.
Yeah, no, he could be a real threat there. So.
I'm curious as to like what the other one that's playing for the fishes, as well as him, because he's like one of the dual guilds.
Oh, it's he's one of the dual guilds.
Yeah, Horizon's one of the dual guilds.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh no!
Yep.
Oh. Yeah. No, I'm curious. I mean, I've seen the minis too. I mean, the weird looking albatross. I'm not sure
how
the way I'm wondering if it's something where I could possibly use some heat to expand the wings out.
You probably can, yeah.
Because it looks really weird how they're bent,
mm-hmm.
At least in the shots that I've seen. But, yeah, I can't. I'm hoping soon that they'll be able to take some pre-orders for those guys.
Yeah.
Do they say what
they're Well, they have the pre-order up on the Steamforge website right now.
Oh, okay.
So but, should probably check with Peg, see if they can pre-order them right now and stuff. But, yeah, Steamforge, as of putting the Horizon up, they open up the pre-order.
Oh, okay. Cool. Do they say what is the alt sculpt?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, too. Yeah.
I honestly haven't actually looked at the pre-order. It just, when you go to the website, it actually pops up saying, hey, you want a pre-order? And I haven't quite looked at it yet.
Okay,
so.
Cool.
But you should actually, if you can, pre-order through your local game store.
Yes, yeah, I agree.
You get the baller alt sculpts.
You get a nice alt sculpt, and it also helps out your local game store and Steamforge as well.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't look like they have the alt sculpt there when you go to the pre-order page. It's just the six, the ball, the goalposts, and then the piece of terrain, which looks to be a table with a telescope on it for like navigator and stuff.
Ooh, that's pretty neat. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, and then just today we saw some sculpt pictures of
the cooks. Yeah.
Looks really, really cool.
Senior Beef Wellington. He's so badass. I love him.
Freaking tenderizer and a chef hat.
And a chef hat is sweet.
That looks really good. Someone went and had a zoomed in picture, and it looks like the mascot might be like a ferret because they had a zoom in picture of the post that they had, and it looked like a ferret on there. So
that's cool.
Yeah, but yeah, those sculpts look really good. I'm just not sure how many of these like secondary guilds I'm gonna get or not.
Yeah. I'm working on build a guild, so I.
Well, Andy, I know you'll get them, but
I have to buy them all. I have to collect them all.
My biggest problem is I have so many that I just want to play all the guilds I have to justify actually owning them.
Mm-hmm.
But then I don't get good at any single one. So it's just like, even though the problem with it is the painter in me sees these skulls and I'm like, oh, these look amazing. I need to get them. And they're priced at a point that's really nice. Like, they're really nicely priced. But.
Well, yeah. I mean, like the most you're going to spend on, like if you're going to go and get all the morticians, well, if you're going to get all the resin morticians, it's going to cost you $180. I think they're both 90 a pop.
I think so. Yeah.
Something like that. But I mean, it's a reasonable price if you have already dealt in miniature wargaming beforehand.
Right.
Yeah. Like if you're brand new into the game, that might seem like a lot, but it really, in the grand scheme of things, it's pretty decent to get everything you need for your army, and that's it.
Mm. Yeah. And you need rat catchers too, though, which would be another 60, right?
Yeah.
Because you'd want the other two. But then you have like another guild as well.
Technically, I guess we're going to tack on some more. You're going to need vet Hemlock.
Yeah.
She's
pretty required at this point. So.
Yeah. Yeah, the New Beginnings, those guys. Is it New Beginnings? Is it the Faithful?
I think it's the, New Beginnings and the Faith. I don't know what the actual like cool title for the
I think it's actually New Beginnings of the new box with Veteran Fangtooth and Veteran
the
Spigot.
Exiles was called the New Beginnings or whatever. That was that box. And then the Loser's box, I have no idea what it is. I think it's just called like the Faithful or something.
Yeah, probably.
So
yeah, I think that is right.
Yeah. But anyway, those look pretty cool so far as well.
Yeah. Those like pre-ordered and everything. Already paid up. Yeah. I was so excited, but then China. Happen.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, those are all metal, though.
Yeah, that's the last metal that they're doing.
Yep.
And then it's done.
Their metal was, I think, done. It was done someplace else in Europe.
Okay.
It wasn't actually. It's not at UK.
Okay.
So then, it's weird that both of them are being released on the same date, from two different ends of the country of the world.
Yeah.
I mean, you got some shipping issues. That's something they can't control. That's out of their control. But, I think I have both of them pre-ordered. So, or one of them. I'll have to get them. I need Calculus.
Yeah, Calculus is pretty sweet. She was like, for me, she was the most disappointing of all of them. But I think she still has like a lot of
play. Meaning her actual
like
card?
Like the model is sweet as hell.
Yeah.
Like rules-wise, she's a little disappointing for me. I feel like she's not going to like be that impactful, and she does almost nothing for smoke.
For Snoke?
For Snoke.
Yes. Well, yeah, so you're Ultimus of the First Order? I don't understand this.
No, yeah, not much for Smoke. So, I mean, the poison is nice, but I feel like you can get like a better striker with either Mist or Vitriol.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, just looking at it, I would probably just take regular Calculus over, you know, Vets in a Smoke list. So
for Midas, though, I think she has a lot of game. And she can really play that like condition game up, and like her extra dodges and everything are just really sweet.
Yeah, no. So. She'll find a place. She'll find a place. Unlike some people in the Alchemist team, like, I still can't find a place for Crucible. It's like, I like her. I like what she does. The problem with it is there's just someone out there that's better.
Yeah, if you could have a 7-man roster, she'd be in every single one.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I wonder if they'll ever do that, to have more than 6 on a pitch.
Well, they, in the weird Rat Catchers event, you could put Avarice and Greed and Brain Pan and Memory into the pit and then bring someone else out
instead of
them. With like the way the rules were. It was really crappy interaction. So you could have 7 or 8.
Oh my God.
Or 10 if you're playing Morticia.
Oh jeez.
It was rough.
I mean, it'd be kind of neat to, I wonder how crazy that would be to actually have like a bench or something like that. Somebody gets taken out.
You could bring someone else.
You could bring somebody else in immediately.
That would be like a fun alternate rule or something.
Yeah, that'd be something.
Just talking to about see that. That would potentially cause issues. I mean, it probably cause issues considering the game is really built around 6 players on the pitch. Yeah.
Right.
But I'm wondering if that would be
like each roster was like 7 person and then you could sub in when whatever, kind of like actual like traditional soccer
any other game. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody gets taken out and then, I mean, you'd have to bring them in like from your back line of your.
Well, you bring them in from the same normal position. Yeah.
We'll bring them in, but they don't get to activate that turn. Like, They get to come in, make a jog, and that's it.
Like the Icy Sponge phase or whatever. If they came in then instead, if somebody got taken out and that person's not working out, bring in your sub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you could do like substitutions and stuff. That'd be like sweet as hell.
Oh, that would totally get around Casket.
I think it's still only a 5 if somebody is in a box. But it would still force you to, I mean, you'd still get your victory points for that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It would
force you not to have that other character in there. Right. You can only have 5 at the time because they're still technically in the box on the pitch.
it would be a nerf to Casket, but I don't think it would be that bad in that regard.
So,
it hurt a little bit, though, because like that's the influence loss is like such a big part of
right.
it. Right. As all of my poor opponents experienced today.
Yeah, you're turning.
Yes, except for my captain didn't get Casket time. So.
Yeah, but Decimate is way more threatening.
Well,
than
I know, and
Tapper.
I misused her and stuff, but yeah. So we were talking a little bit about rules. So what do you think about some of the rules we've seen from season 4?
I love all of those changes. I think like the tap in for passes and kicks or whatever, end goal shots is just brilliant. It's such a good way to like improve everything, and even like it helps even in like combat situations too, where if you're close and you need to like pass the ball to somebody like dodge them out, it still goes then from like 5s to 4s, which is a big change.
Well, it just makes so much sense, like instead of just getting rid of the rule altogether, like you have it for goals, why not, like it, as they point out, it just made sense to do.
Exactly.
So it's a good change. I like that one.
I like the change. The only issue I have with it is that it's half of whatever the kick value is.
Which
it can be issues with. I mean, you could still kick it at the full length, but but it's it just seems sometimes where it may not be enough space.
Yeah,
or for that type of kick.
I mean, it makes it like a little more risky though if you need to like do it for over that distance and you want to stay spread out and not be in like that tight formation.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I like the half distance even on like tap-ins too.
Yeah.
Because I think that's like a nice change because it seemed pretty wonky that somebody who's really good at kicking is just as good as somebody who has like a really like shit distance or something for that. So
yeah, I mean the only thing about that one, so maybe correct me if I'm wrong. So they're changing the tap in for the goal to now still be in half their kick distance rather than the standard 4.
Yep, it's like passes and
so that's
shots,
that's the only thing that's I did like that was just a standard 4 for everyone, but I understand that it doesn't make sense if you're going to do half distance for the kicks between the players that you would still have 4 if you're doing that. So that makes sense, but you know, having something standard, you know, was nice in that regard. I would say that's the only bad thing about that was getting rid of that standard distance.
Yeah, because I mean, it totally nerfs my Cena. Because when my Cena's going for the goal and she has her 1-4, and now I have to get 4s, and she has to be within 2 inches of the goal to get 3s?
Yeah.
No, no.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a lot of, like, for me, like, a lot of, like, the 3-6, like, kind of models that play that, like, very, like, skirmishing game, like Filet, My Girl, Scalpel, mm-hmm. and, like, those kind of captains, even, like, Honor, too, kind of get hit by that because you have to be that extra inch closer then yep. to their goal if you're going for those tap-ins, like, for the more guaranteed goals.
Yeah.
So that's, like, a little, like, nerf on them, and I feel like some of, like, the models that aren't getting a lot of love lately are, like, some of the kickers, like Angel or whatever. I know. The Popeyes is just affecting me so deeply.
What the hell is a kickle? Yeah. It's like you kick somebody in the giggle?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, they're kicking the ball and giggling, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, like things like Angel and Friday, who have like those massive shot ranges,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you can get that extra distance then, and you can like play them back a little safer, even yep. on like the more guaranteed things.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's... Yeah, no, I like that. I like the AOE change.
I do. I'm
not a fan. It's a nerf to every AOE, and it hurts a lot of like the people who are trying to play that keep you at like arm's range, because that extra half inch is like such a big buffer, and it really makes it so like Silence or whatever is like a good example of that, because he shoots at 8.5 and he affects 9 inches away, mm-hmm. and if you miss in that fire, a lot of models who you're gonna like try to hit with that to get the fire on are like a 10-inch range. So instead of going from that, they can like reach you, even if you like hit them. I think that was a crap example, but whatever. Like, I think my example like stands or whatever, where that half inch makes a big deal because then you have to be within 9 inches.
You have to be within their range in order
exactly.
For
so if you miss or whatever, it makes them a lot more high risk.
Yep.
Oh, so. See, I'm of the opinion I actually like it, and not from that aspect, but just how clean it is now going to be. You're not like, oh, I think that's center. Mm-hmm. I think that's the center. So now it's just like, okay, yeah, it's just mm-hmm. within. So it's going to make for cleaner gameplay, I feel like.
I do like that about
it. And that's totally. The thing. Like, I need to play it first to see how much it's going to hurt being Alchemist player. It's going to affect me a lot, yeah. that half inch. But I'm not really positive how much of an impact it's going to have. So I like it from the cleanliness of the gameplay aspect. And I have to see... from actually playing it, how much it's going to affect.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be really weird and wonky to give everything an extra half inch.
Yeah. It, well, yeah. Oh, you're and like
it, then, a 6.5 range. Then. Yeah. Because, yeah. I mean, there's nobody with any sticks that size.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be weird and wonky.
No, I agree. So. I think it's like the cleaner play. And the Alchemists are getting completely reworked.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing, too.
So we'll see what crazy concoctions.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a lot of their 8 inches, since they already said they're going to lose 2 inches, will go down to 6. But then after getting reworked, they'll maybe be 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
And so, 7's a prime number. So, you know,
perfect. That all works out. What? There's no math and alchemy, really. It's just mixing chemicals. Having fun.
I think math has a lot to do with alchemy as well.
Yeah. You stop it. Don't try to use your science on me.
You'll have the
alchemist of Minor Guild, which would be the mathematicians.
The mathematicians.
I feel like that'd be like engineers more so than alchemists. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's another like cool like dual guild kind of thing.
That would be really annoying if both
engineers
and each of the guilds got 2 different players from each like the guild.
No, the shared character would be Compound.
Oh, no. I love Compound, but that'd be like such a cop out.
Yeah, we need more design space, so we're just gonna put the lamplighters.
Yeah,
yeah, the lamplighters. They're gonna have Compound and
one other. Oh, that'd be cold. Don't do it, Seaforge. Listen to us. Hear my cries.
I mean, one of the other big changes is just that they got rid of the dual guild ball. It's now just a new symbol.
Yeah,
the
cool trophy. Yeah. I didn't see that in the forum.
I don't think they just went in with Horizon. Yeah.
Release,
yeah. They didn't talk about it before. They just talked about it with the Horizon. So,
from my understanding, basically all the minor guilds are written for season 4.
The rats weren't, and the falconers were also not.
Oh, okay.
But like the cooks, I think the cooks are coming out like Christmas, I'm assuming.
I think last time I heard, October.
Oh, wow, that's...
Oh, so right around season 4 then.
Yeah. I thought Navigators were like coming out with season 4.
Yeah. Navigators are... Well, technically the Falconers are supposed to be in June.
Okay.
And now they're in August because of shipping. I think the Navigators are actually September.
September, then, right?
August, September.
Because you figure what, like, because like the last model's coming out with the spoil or whatever. Mm-hmm. So 6 weeks from, well, 5 weeks now from now, which or whatever.
Put us.
Which would be, yeah, like pretty much
August,
like
middle of August.
Late August, like September kind of thing. Yeah.
I thought, if I remember correctly, Navigators were in August, and I could have sworn that I had heard from someplace that I may not supposed to be, have heard from, was around October. Okay. October, November was, sure. Was Cook's.
Okay, cool. So then probably a couple months after that then for the next one, which is still up in the air.
Still unknown.
Yep. Yeah.
Like our podcast. we're more and we're untitled.
So I guess we're an
unknown
podcast.
Untitled.
Yeah.
Concussed podcast.
Yeah. It's accurate.
Yeah. So Andy ran a tournament today.
I did. I had four members show up for the event.
Woo!
Yeah, it was cool though.
One local.
But I mean, it was cool to have like somebody from, well, because like Sean is naturally from like Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
And he like just moved here recently.
He moved here like a good, like, I think it was a couple of years. He's been here for at least a year for sure.
Oh, shit. Okay.
He works at a place that has a horrible
second shift. He basically works, second shift. Yeah.
So it's rough. Yeah.
So, it's hard for him to come out to a normal game. And I guess, and he has said it multiple times that he Facebook stalks me. So,
that's fun.
So. But no, he's really awesome. Jesse had come down from Minnesota.
Yeah, he actually came from Minnesota, so we made the distance. Unlike some chumps like Dan White, who should have been here.
Well,
I was talking with him. No, it's fine.
No,
it's a long drive for him, so I totally understand.
Yeah, I mean, it's sometimes when you have to drive by yourself, it really sucks, and that's kind of my main thing why I don't go to far away events is I hate driving
by myself.
I know, but you're crazy. You're young. You can handle it.
What? I'm not that young. I'm like in my 30s.
We've had this talk before.
But I'm old. I need somebody to chauffeur me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, exactly.
CoolieCon happening.
Chauffeur. I'll have to make sure my planes are delayed.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, it's fucking weird plane flight. So I'm leaving on the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
To go to Seattle.
Yep.
So
you're flying east, then west.
What airport do you think I would link into from Madison to go to Seattle?
I know that like Atlanta is like a huge like hub or whatever, and like St. Louis is also like a big one too. So I'm gonna guess one of those.
I'm going to Atlanta.
Aha! I was right.
Yep. Going east to go west.
Yeah,
it makes that
no
before.
Fucking sense. But the weird part is, though, is I'm leaving. I mean, I think I'm leaving Atlanta at 11, and I'm getting into Seattle at 1.
Yeah, it's like a 4-hour flight down to like 2 hours after
shift. Yeah. It's just it's so weird because normally whenever I flew out of Madison, I always went to Colorado and then up to.
I would have thought maybe you would have went to Denver or Minneapolis and then went. But
yep, those are the two hubs I normally go through. Yeah. And when I saw Atlanta, I'm like, ATL, well, that's Atlanta, but it can't be Atlanta. It's it's Atlanta. What the hell?
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper for like the airlines to do it that way too, for whatever reason. Whereas like direct flights, I know cost like a lot more for whatever reason. I don't get that.
Well, because you're basically pulling people that, you know, from Madison, Wisconsin, they want to go to Seattle.
Sure.
So a direct flight from that is odd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think there's that many people every single day that want to go to Seattle.
Go there, so you like go to the big hubs and everything. Yeah. So
Madison's starting to get a lot more direct flights, and I think a lot of it has to do with Epic.
Yeah, that would make sense. That place is massive.
Yeah, Epic is a little big.
Yeah,
they have a lot of people flying out like every week.
Yeah.
If those that don't know, Epic is a medical software.
Yeah.
Company.
Yeah, they run all like the charting programs or whatever.
Yep.
Your
my fiance
EMR,
uses,
EHR.
Uses all that, yeah.
Yep. They're big time.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. That's what keeps my little hometown here afloat.
They've added a lot to Verona. They give a lot. So
it didn't save the Dairy Queen down the street though.
No.
No, I am so disappointed by that.
Why?
I loved going to Dairy Queen.
Why? There's a Culver's two doors down from
there.
They
don't flip your freaking blizzards, man.
I like Dairy Queen's ice cream over Culver's.
You don't like custard?
I don't mind it, but if I had to choose between the two, I would take Dairy Queen.
I think I would also pick Dairy Queen, too. And I'm an ice cream-aholic, so don't know. Like the custard's like a little.
I'm gonna hit stop on this podcast.
No, get out of here. No, it's like.
And this
it's
is great, the last episode.
I don't know. For me, sometimes it's just it's like a little too thick and like extra phlegmy or something when having it because it's like. that's just how it happened. Okay.
I can understand. I found it funny though. It's like every single ice cream place that has opened up in Verona has failed in the wake of Culver's. The Culver's on that corner there just must do incredible business because
for sure, yeah.
Nobody's able to. Like there was a Michael's frozen custard down the street and that's gone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to say that Dairy Queen lasted maybe a year.
It was
and
5 years.
Was it five years?
Yeah, they've been there 5 years.
Holy shit. No,
it's been there 5 years. My wife read in the paper that they had a thing about closing after 5 years and the reason why and stuff. And
no. Culver's. Did they say it was because of Culver's or was it?
They said it because of the competition.
No, it was Culver's. Because I don't think that Taco Bell next door pulled any traffic for them.
No.
So I don't for anyone think so. Who's like not familiar, Culver's is this like it's kind of regional, right? Or is it expanded?
It's
a little more.
It's been expanding, but it's
regional. So it's regional, like this like custard / like burger place, and of course in like true Wisconsin fashion. It's butter burgers, so the burgers are just slathered in delicious, wonderful-tasting butter.
Yeah. It's a step up from your standard standard like fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of closer to like your
Hardee's is
more like
fancier,
a Five Guys or something like that. Yeah, I would consider it in that way there, but much better food than Five Guys.
Whoa.
And always substitute.
Five Guys is the best burgers around for like fast food burgers.
I don't know about that. No. I don't know about that.
Butter burgers. No way, man.
Also, substitute the fries for onion rings.
Oh, yeah.
I always just get cheese curds.
Oh, cheese curds are good too, but I love the onion rings.
I've heard from people from other states that have gone to like their local Culver's to get cheese curds, and there has been lines.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Like I remember somebody telling me this is many, many years ago though. I think it was like a Culver's in Arizona that they would get the cheese curds in, you know, shipped in, there'd be a line, they would be out of cheese curds like within the day.
Oh my god.
Have to wait for the next shipment.
Hear that, people? Wisconsin's just as cool as you.
Yeah,
you just better because we got cheese.
You could just get cheese curds anywhere. You go to your local Quick Trip or your local gas store.
Yeah.
It's just not wrong.
Yeah, and you just get cheese curds. And if they squeak, they're the best.
Yes, you need
yeah.
the squeaky.
Oh, you need the
that
squeaky
is the freshness.
One.
Yep. Remember
squeaky.
That.
Squeaky.
Well, there's a difference when we're talking about cheese curds here. There's fried cheese curds, and then there's, you know.
The actual, like, raw cheese
real,
curds.
Yeah, raw cheese curds.
But the more amazing thing, though, is when you can get fried cheese curds that also squeak.
Oh, that's the pinnacle.
Ooh, I don't think I've ever had that.
Yeah, but you should go to the old-fashioned.
Oh, yeah.
The old-fashioned cheese curds there will squeak. I'll have to go there
interesting.
Sometime. Try
I've gone there a couple times. It always is super busy, so yeah, we never...
It's like the top restaurant in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It is an amazing place.
Oh, no, it's been good every time I've gone there. It's just like usually there's like a 45-minute wait, and we're like, nope.
Yeah, that's harsh, yeah. Yeah. Cheese curds.
Especially down on the square. There's so many other good places to eat down in the square.
Yeah. Now we're back to the regional food podcast.
Yeah. It always makes its way back.
Well, that's the other reason why you should come to Madison to go to Andy's tournaments is because if we get done early enough, we can go down and have some cheese curds down at the old fashioned.
You mean get Popeyes?
Or get Popeyes.
Popeyes.
The only Popeyes that exists in Madison, Wisconsin.
I thought there's another one on the whatever. Is it gone?
No, there's only one Popeyes.
Oh, that's right. It's like way past like Sun Prairie and stuff. Because there's one out there. I've looked at the GPS. It's like in a gas station or something.
Oh,
okay.
So it's
interesting.
But no, there's only the one, the true one.
Yeah. Which is odd because we should have more Popeyes in town.
You should, yeah.
Yeah. It's not like there was, I think it was for MomCon. Yeah, that's
it
what
was.
It
was
when
we went to MomCon.
Yeah. MomCon's got the fucking chicken.
Streets. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's like six of them right along that.
Yeah. Well, it has the KFC, and then right next door it was the Chick-fil-A, and then right like two blocks down was the Popeyes.
Yeah, and then Los Pollos Hermanos was like another block down from that as well.
There was no Los Pollos Hermanos.
There's always one in my heart.
There's
why so like Okay. I know this is not Guild Ball, but seriously, why isn't there a Los Pollos Hermanos, and why isn't there movies?
I know, that'd be so sweet if like these actual like food chains would become real things. I'd go there all the time.
Yeah.
I think just because they're like IP or whatever, and then to get the rights for them would just be too much of a hassle because those movie studios own those money.
He's got
to
pay his medical bills.
Well, I think it's like Vince Gilligan probably owns all of that, and he probably doesn't want to give it up for
Los Pollos.
Yeah. Los Pollos, and then Kevin Smith on movies.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But he probably sold all the rights for that to Miramax or whatever, and then AMC probably owns Pollos, which is sad.
Yeah.
Aww.
Speaking of that, I can't wait for New Saul. New Saul is starting soon.
Yeah, it's like next week, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get caught up. Better Call Saul?
I've never watched it.
Did you watch all of Breaking Bad?
No, we made it through about half of season one, and then that's when my dad got diagnosed with colon cancer. So it just sort of hit a little home, so we just stopped watching.
Sure.
So I've never made it through it. Heard it's great. We were enjoying it, and then, we've never made it through.
Mm. Understandable.
Yep.
Yeah. There's a Guild Ball. I held a tournament, and we only had four people, so we decided to do what I did last time, which is we held a round robin.
Yeah, which always a good way to do it.
Make sure that everyone gets in at least three games. Yeah. Johnny stomped everybody he faced. Curb stomped everyone.
No.
The Cask of Time, two captains.
Yeah, my game with... I cannot think of his name. Oh, my God. Jesse was like a lot close. That was like pretty close, but he ended up like not. Like I ended up getting Filet in the Box, but then he was able to like pull out some like cheeky moves or whatever. And he like punished my like couple positioning mistakes. So he made it like a pretty close game. Mm-hmm. So.
But that's the only one Johnny had that was close. The other two, he just curb stomped.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, that's my own fault. Like I came in playing Brewers and I just because I that's what I've been playing lately and. Apparently, I play them different from how they're supposed to be played.
I went and got taught hard.
Taught hard how to properly play them.
Yeah. So. You also like just kind of inted it right at the end of the game, too, where you gave me like two kills out of nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, I was so dumb with those two.
Pelagian.
Complete brain fart there.
Yeah, she was like on the edge of the pitch, and her game plan was just to like kill Hooper, and then she did that one hit, and then... He moved Decimate within 2 inches or whatever, and then I went for the glory, went for the spike, and then hit it and like pushed her off.
Yeah, so, you know? Decimate was coming back on, and I, for whatever reason, because it almost happened the time before with Hooper getting knocked off the pitch.
Yeah,
with Hooper,
I went for that too, and then he didn't put the dots together.
For whatever reason, I was just being dumb, and I was like, okay, we're going to go up and engage Pelage with Decimate. Didn't even go and check how close he was to the side, so.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just completely brain fart today.
So you tell me that Jeremy needs an assistant coach?
He could use an assistant coach with Brewers. Whatever. Well,
part of mine too is like I tilted a little bit right after everything went wrong on the very first turn.
You're not going after the ball. Really punished you in that kind of spiral.
Because I didn't realize Pelage. I thought she was a 5'7". I didn't realize she was. A 6'8", I didn't think she could get to the ball.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay, I'm just gonna go up lob a barrel, and I hit and knocked.
You knocked scalpel back, knocked her down four inches back, so I can't really do anything.
So the next turn I was gonna go and get it because I'm like, okay, there's no one that can now get the ball.
I saw you had Tapper there.
Grab it. And then it all went downhill from there. So
yeah, I know. When you see her, you think high heels, Marge Simpson hairdo.
Yeah,
she's fast as shit. I definitely saw some folks who haven't encountered Pelag before encounter Pelag.
Yeah,
I know. She's if you don't deal with her, she will just deal with you and just cause you to be snared. Yeah. And
it was just like the damage or whatever against Jesse or whatever. He was just eating the three damage constantly.
Yeah, when I played as Pelag, I almost never got people to engage her.
You always just dilemma'd them or whatever.
Yeah. I always just ran her up to dilemma people, and a lot of people just ran away from her, which I think is really the best way to go. If you're going to engage her, you should kill her that turn.
See, the problem with like that though is like into butchers, they want to go for like their entire like guild is kind of like predicated on getting the momentous damage and completely like shutting that down. Oh, wait, you don't get rewarded for the thing you want to do. And then so if they're doing it, it's just like a bad choice or a worse choice. And generally with like her being a 5-0, they don't have a lot of ways to really like set her up with like knockdowns and stuff. You can really just punish that because then they're only getting a couple hits. You can like heal her 8 points of damage a turn between come on mate and take a breather or whatever. So
Yeah.
No, she's a monster.
Yep. No.
Yeah, the fact that she's one of the two that you can take in your morticians is just insane. Yeah, like I only better, really played her in rat catchers. I never played her in morticians at all.
Yeah, but that's where she shines, I think, is in morts, especially with like being able to like set up the singled out for the other members too, and putting out another debuff or more damage. It's overwhelming.
Yeah. Singled out is really solid.
It's good. A good little ability on her, that's for sure.
Yep.
So.
Oh, it was a good day. Like. I guess I went 1-2, so my day wasn't great, but but it was fun. Yeah. Like I played 3 games, and everyone was great. Like my game against Johnny was sort of like it was my last game, and the first turn really went and threw me off. But no, it was great. It was a fun day. I had fun playing. You know, Jesse and Sean, like haven't you know two new players haven't played against, so that was cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was nice meeting them.
I got to assemble some Goliaths, and I got to play some Toad's Treasure Tracker.
Yeah,
that's.
I don't think there was a single like judge call called.
No,
there was like the one about. I think there was like
there's some questions about that were just answered.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
there wasn't really judge directed calls. Towards me. No, I basically sat in a corner and did nothing most of the day.
I had Esters make 2 goals and Decimate make 1 in one of my games.
Nice.
Yeah,
she's so fast. So good.
Well, I had the card. I had, for Esters, I had the card to give him +1/+1 and then also just gave speed to herself. So yeah, I just had her run 9 and then get within tap and range. So
yeah, she can boogie.
And then I just got the ball back to her from Hemlock, stealing it, kicking to her, and then snapshotted it in. So.
Oh, Esther snapshots.
Yeah.
They're just like so humiliating. It's just like dunking on your opponent.
And Esther's was still within tap and range, so.
Yeah. She's not moving after she's set her position. Yeah.
Yep. That was fun. It was a fun day.
Yeah, it was good.
All right. Well, I mean, did you guys have any recommendations? We should eventually, you know, hopefully we'll get enough crew and people listening to us that we can actually have questions.
Yeah.
I brought in.
Yeah, we could. Mine out for questions or whatever before we like do episodes and stuff. Might get 1 or 2.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I will say though, we're going to try to see if we can make this work for to do more episodes, maybe in like a bi-weekly basis or something like that.
Yeah, if we can set up like the Discord, Skype thing or whatever, we'll be.
Since we don't do a live broadcast, it'll make it a lot easier to actually do audio.
Yeah, because we're having problems with like Hungerford or whatever.
Yeah,
well, catching that was in like the live feed, right?
That was Skype.
Oh,
or that was actually Twitch.
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay.
So I looked at the next day, and there was like a giant spike of Twitch activity that was causing outages.
Oh, okay.
It just so happened to happen at the exact same time that we were trying to do the live with Privateer.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's rough.
So, eventually if that works out too, is we could possibly get maybe see if we can get some folks from Steamforged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be cool.
I know some folks.
Crazy interviews, yeah.
Yep. So do you have any recommendations? Anything you guys seen recently or played recently?
I'm not sure if everyone knows, but I'm like a pretty big like League of Legends like follower, especially like on like the pro scene or whatever. Mm-hmm. And my boys, CLG, are like kicking ass right now.
CLG, what's the
Counter Logic Gaming.
Okay.
So they're like League of Legends team is like tied for first right now. I don't know how the games went today because I was doing Guild Ball and everything, but
Overwatch League is going on now, too.
Oh, sure, oh no. Nice. Yeah, no, they've been, like, totally kicking butt, and I'd recommend people go check out, like, the LCS or like, the North American, like, LCS. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their production value is, like, great for it, too. It's free, which is also a very nice benefit compared to, like, a lot of other, like, sports and everything. Like, most esports are free, though, but I don't know. It's just been, like, a lot of fun, really hype. The league itself is, like, super competitive. Right now, there's, like, 8 teams within striking distance of first.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
Because, like, they did, like, this big franchising thing last year. So, it's been just a lot of fun. I would suggest checking that out.
Nice. Awesome. I'm going to recommend a book I'm reading. I mean, it's by Nick Offerman, Paddle Your Own Canoe. He's awesome. Like the book, it's sort of a biography and stuff, but it's awesome. Like it's just a fun read. Gives a little, you know, talks a little bit about his life growing up and how he got to where he was, and just offering some life lessons about how, you know, to live your life, but in a fun way. So it's a good book. I enjoy it.
Awesome. Nice. Awesome. My recommendation is you should go to your local game store and pick up a small little game. It's called Rainbow Knights. It's made by Ninja Division and was helped develop by myself, Andy. So
shameless plugs is the
shameless plugs.
But I mean, it's a fun little, it's a dexterity based game. So you have like, the easiest way to explain it is really more of like Tron light cycles. And you're trying to place down your trail, before other people place down their trail, trying to avoid hitting obstacles or hitting other players' trails.
That sounds sweet. We should play that in a couple minutes when we're done with this.
Well, that's quite possible. We could play some of that. Yes.
Oh, yes.
That's my plug. Go pick up Rainbow Knights at your local game store. It's from Ninja Division. It's cutesy. It has like an Adventure Time color theme or scheme. It's not one that I made up. Ours was a little bit different, but it's based on what DC and I built.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Awesome. So, yeah, thanks. Thank you all for listening. We'll try to be back here in the next 2 weeks or so. Wait, I'm going to be in Oregon.
Well, we can do an episode right before you leave if that works for you, and then drop it whenever.
We could see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see how it works.
We got to do a test episode anyway, see how well it works.
That's true.
Oh, of that? Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Yep.
See how the audio sounds.
Yeah.
So. I think Audacity would... Not Audacity, but I think... what the hell's the other chat program? Not Skype.
Discord,
yes. Thank God. My mind just suddenly decided I forgot all chat programs except for Skype.
Yeah.
I think Discord will probably bring us a better audio quality than Skype would.
Yeah.
Which you think it would be the other way around.
Right, exactly.
I swear when I'm talking to my friends on Discord, it sounds better.
I could go like bust out like a vent channel or something. Maybe that'll work.
Oh, Vent, yeah. I haven't played Vent in a long
time. Yeah.
Used it in a long time.
Back in my WoW days, so. All right, everyone.
Also recommendation, you should check out WoW.
Yeah, like, no, negate. No.
WoW is dodge.
Dodge.
Awesome, though.
Dive.
There's so many more pets I need to catch. Oh, so good.
You and your pets.
I have a problem.
Too, I totally get you.
931 pets.
Oh, my God.
You have a problem.
No. Wait, is that my voice in my head saying I got a problem?
Yes, all right,
thanks.
Bye.
Bye.